Jacqueline Cook is regional spokeswoman with the Red Cross. She's currently in Wenatchee. She says the Red Cross is operating 7 shelters in response to the wildfires. About 85 people stayed in them last night. Cook also worked the fire season last year as it devastated some of those same communities.
They went through this last year. This is a really traumatic time for a lot of people. So I think, you know, there's a need to understand how difficult a time it is for the community. We have shelters in some of the same, very same places, and even some of our volunteers who were impacted last year by the wildfires in Winthrop, once again, are facing the same challenges this year. They're staffing shelters, and then they're, you know, wondering if their own homes are safe.
Jacqueline Cook, regional spokeswoman with the Red Cross. Peter Goldmark is the state's lands commissioner. He oversees the Department of Natural Resources Fire Department, the largest in the state. I spoke to Peter Goldmark yesterday. He had just landed at Omak Airport in central Washington. Peter Goldmark, how you doing?
I'm doing. It's a difficult time right now. Visibility is restricted here from all the smoke from the fires in the area and a distant.
Well, the whole region is getting hammered. Do you have enough resources?
We do not.
And what happens when you don't have enough resources?
We don't have the full staffing that the commanders need to be able to do the job that they're set out there to do, which is to put the fire out as quickly as possible. So we are understaffed and under-equipped. But the large fires, we don't have the number of crews that we do just to do the ground pounding, the grunt work on the ground necessary to really put these fires to bed. So we're resource poor.
This is not your first fire season. You fought them yourself, and you've seen many other severe ones, including last year's. How would you compare what you're seeing this year?
This year is perhaps going to be as bad or worse than last year. We have more large fires now. Of course, we had one very large fire last year, and that was the Carlton Complex. The number this year is much higher. What I would say is really unusual about this year is two things. One, the number of communities that have either been threatened or had structures burnt in the community include Walla Walla, Wenatchee, Chelan, Spokane, Omak, and perhaps even Conconelli. So there are a large number of communities here in eastern Washington that have had either a serious threat or lost a significant number of structures from wildfire approaching and inundating the community.
There was a story in the Los Angeles Times about Stephen County Fire District 2 Chief Rick Anderson, who was fighting a fire with his people. He called nearby fire departments, could not get help from them. He called the Northwest Coordination Center in Portland that oversees firefighting efforts in Washington and Oregon. They couldn't help him out. They called the Department of Natural Resources. They had no one. He called the state emergency management, asking that Washington State declare a mobilization to provide support for the fire. And they did declare that mobilization, but there was no one to send. Is there a lot of that kind of triage going on, where some areas are just not able to get the help they need, even when there's property being destroyed?
Obviously, that's a problem we're experiencing right now, and that's in part why we've deployed the National Guard. I think there are a couple hundred National Guard down on the Chelan Fire Complex, and that's why regular Army are going to be deployed over east of here sometime in the next several days. So these are extraordinary circumstances and extraordinary weather that's produced an incredible number of fires, and we're just going to the extraordinary measure of calling up the regular Army to be able to do our best to meet the need.
Do the people in the Army and the people in the National Guard have the training to be effective and also not put themselves in danger?
So the ones at the National Guard have been trained ahead of season, and so they're equipped. We have some problem just finding the appropriate commanders to help lead them. With the regular Army, those troops are being trained in real time now so that they're both safe and able to be effective when they go out on the ground. So nobody's going out that isn't trained.
As I understand it, it's the Northwest Coordination Center that's supposed to be making sure that the right resources are going to the right places with all these hot spots. What kind of a job are they doing from your perspective?
Well, they're doing the best that they can with limited resources. As we know, it's not just the state of Washington. It's not just the state of Oregon and California. It's also Idaho, Montana to a certain extent. The West is aflame. And so just getting the resources both nationally and internationally necessary to fight all these big fires is a huge job, and they're doing the best they can. But unfortunately, as we see, everything's tapped out, and we're having to do extraordinary things to get enough staff on the ground.
Peter Goldmark, I've seen the suggestion that the federal government has had to reallocate money from efforts to prevent wildfires into the current effort to fight wildfires. Are long-term efforts to keep these fires from getting as bad as they are getting being undercut by the urgent needs of getting resources out there now?
They are being undercut now. However, there's a significant move in Congress to try and solve this problem so that FEMA funding is made available to the Forest Service for large fires and for fires of any consequence, so they don't have to spend their maintenance dollars that they could use for forest health or FireWise or other things that are more preventative or protective. And so I'm doing everything I can to support that effort so that the Forest Service has the resources to do the preventative and protective work ahead of time and lessen the severity of fires in the forest by doing the health work to get out the dead and dying material and the extraneous fuel so that when the inevitable fire does arrive, it's not as intense.
Washington State's Land Commissioner Peter Goldmark, and I'm sure we'll be hearing more about efforts to try to prevent these fires from getting as severe as they are in coming months.